All right, I got a question. I got a question for the lads. I got a question for the Chads. Can you fit an egg in your foreskin? Welcome back to Shred It. I'm your host, Reborn Pyro. With us, as always, we have our wonderful three co-hosts, Kai the Kitty Lewis, Askboy the Assassin, and Lumia the Stargazer. Ah, we also have Lumia the Stargazer, who is a wonderful streamer. Everybody check her out, give her a follow. You wanna give a brief description of your streams?
A volume warning, if you don't like loud sounds, don't come. If you're gonna
not brief enough. Today we're
Don't come.
Okay, wait. Let me try again. Let me be brief. Ready? Ready? There you go.
Today we're shredding r/too afraid to ask. We have all selected some posts that have not discussed it beforehand. So let's just jump into it. What you got for me today, Lumia?
I love you.
Don't say that. It boosts his ego.
You're right. That's my mistake.
Oh, my God. And look at this, Chad.
I'm kind of scared and intimidated. Rain, I gotta say, I've noticed a trend with the last few episodes that you send it to me first.
Yes, because I sent it to Kai for the first...
Yes,
because
it's not me.
I sent it to Kai for the first 35 episodes. And then I started sending it to
we're in the
Askboy.
Lumia arc. So we're in the Lumia arc.
And Askboy started bitching about it, so I'm like,
I'm not bitching,
but
I just find it funny at this point, because I'm just waiting for it to be someone else.
It was
else.
Just
it's
twice in a row. Yeah.
It's three. Actually, it's been four times in a row.
Well, yeah.
All right, Lumia. No need to cut the shit out. Lumia, go.
Leave it all in.
No, don't listen to Askboy. I pay you.
Doesn't Askboy also
pay him?
Wait. You guys are getting paid for this?
No. The opposite. We're paying for this.
Yes, we're paying.
That's the sad part.
Patreon.com/shreddit. We must pay our editor.
Do you like anime? Do you like tea? Go to dragonstreasure.com and use code Shreddit for 10%
off. All right, Lumia, read your post. Go.
How to know straight girls from Lesbos. Honestly, curious for my sexuality. My gaydar is definitely broken. That's all they wrote. They want to know how to tell. They want to know how
okay.
to tell what's the difference between a straight girl and a gay girl.
Wait, I need to ask, is the that's all I wrote included in that post,
no,
or did you
not,
add that?
No,
true. I just added that because
okay.
it's funny.
See, here's how you know. You check. You watch, you find a woman in the wild, right? You check how she talks.
I've heard
if in, if in the span of like 2 minutes of her talking, she spends an extended time period just talking outside one side of her mouth. That red flag, total lesbo. It's it never fails.
Here's how to tell a lesbian from a straight girl.
I don't know
it's
if that's
really
true.
Simple. Okay. All girls are gay.
Also
that's
true.
True. That's true. As a girl, I can vouch that. That is very true.
Based and red pilled.
As a gay girl, I vouch for the statement. Yes. Rain, I'm giving you.
Okay, I got a question for you guys. Is a foot fetish actually a bad thing? Not that I have it. I mean, I couldn't possibly have it. But, you know, is it bad? You know, is it really that bad? You wouldn't judge
it's
me,
just
right?
Weird.
No, I'm not saying judge me.
I don't
I'm just...
understand. Or just don't understand.
It's weird. It's weird.
So I have some good input. You. I have some good input here as somebody who runs a hentai podcast. Foot fetish is never a bad thing. You should never be ashamed of it, and you're based and red-pilled.
You should be willing to explain it, because I don't understand. I don't understand the feet.
The toes are cute! What is there to explain?
What do you mean? I don't... does not compute. I like booba. I am the booba.
Okay,
man.
Well, if you've seen booba, you should definitely see... you should definitely see toes.
All right. So Kai is boob man, ass boy is ass man. I am midriff man.
I'm also an ass man.
Okay, and but, then
you know,
I'm just
like a guy.
You can only have
I'm just
one.
Worshiping feet and armpits. This is fine.
There we go.
You can have the armpits if you want. You take them.
Wait, are you guys not armpit appreciators?
I have no feelings one way or another.
I'm on the wrong podcast!
Now, if you want to start getting deeper past the normie shit, we could start having something to talk about.
Yes, because apparently armpits aren't...
They absolutely are.
That is heavy. If it's based on, like, a single body part, that's normie shit. It's when you start doing weird things with multiple body parts with other things that shouldn't be involved. That's where you start going, you're down the hole.
Have you guys seen the artists that draw...
It might be down the hole.
Have you guys seen the artists that draw, like, armpit vaginas? Like, on purpose? They make the creases look very suggestive. That's a thing.
That does sound somewhat fantastic.
They make them all sweaty and stuff. It's great. Anyways, moving on.
All right. Ask boy, go.
Let's go with is nipple hair poisonous or just anti-Semitic?
What?
I would like to say fuck you because I was gonna submit this post and you took it.
My Jewish friend, all right, he's a Jew. He works at Fifth Third Bank, or Chase Bank, whatever. Said that I should have shave my nips because it's anti-Semitic. And gives him bad memories.
Yes, those SS guards and their check notes, hairy nips.
Yeah, why are you checking your friend's hairy nips?
Question also, why do you have anti-Semitic bad memories of hair, body hair?
This is
a little known fact about World War II, but all SS guards had hairy nipples. They shaved around their nipples.
And their uniforms were, in fact, did, like this that South Park episode, have it cut out right around their nipples for easy access.
Cut out right around the nipples just to prove.
That's how they knew that all the guards had hairy nipples. Just the uniform.
So the cutout.
You said SS guard? I thought you said Skyrim guards at first.
So,
and that was funny in my head.
So the cutout around their
Stop
nipples.
Stop there, criminal scum. You have to check your hairy nipples.
So the cutout around their nipples was to prove that they were an SS soldier. If they had shaved nipples, they were SS. If they did not, then they were Jewish. Yeah?
No, I think it's the reverse.
Is it the reverse? No, but they said it's anti-Semitic. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's the reverse. I'm
no,
stupid.
It's anti-Semitic if you have
Okay. So the cutout around the nipples was if they had hair on their nipples, they were an SS soldier.
It's
if
to
they
demonstrate
not...
that you do, in fact, have hair
yeah,
on the
so
nipples.
Yeah, so if they did
thus,
not have
not
hair
Jewish.
Around their nipples, then they were Jewish. Okay, that makes sense.
It's like the star that, of David that they made him wear, but like the reverse.
I'm sorry, I have a little...
It's the nipple.
I have a little baby pea brain. Shit. I don't comprehend things very well.
Oh my fucking God.
All right, on to the second sentence.
But listen, my other friend, Derek, he's black, said that nip hair was poisonous as well. All three of us are completely unsure and need to know the answer tomorrow for a test. I need the answers, please.
Three dudes sitting on a bench 3 feet away because they're not gay, but they're checking out each other's nipples hair.
Three guys checking out
and
the nipples.
It for poison.
I would just like to say that I love that this is my first time ever on this podcast, and we're less than 10 minutes into recording, and we're already talking about anti-Semitism.
Yeah. Is it anti-Semitic to have nipple hair?
Yes.
It's a good question.
Is it anti-Semitic to have nipples?
Yes, it is.
All right, ass boy, throw it to somebody.
Kai.
Oh my goodness. Yes. All right, here's a good one. Does the piss of men and women taste the same?
That's my post,
lifestyle.
You fuck.
Oh, that is yours. Sorry, it's white. You were using the other
one. Go ahead and read that. I'm going to steal one of yours.
Fine. I grabbed them quick, so I didn't even remember that that wasn't mine. Assuming that they have the same diet, of course. I don't know. What's your input?
I would just like to say that as somebody who has tasted the piss of both men and women, they are indeed the same.
I assume it would have nothing to do with... specifically tender, more to do with diet.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It entirely depends on diet and also how much water has somebody drank that day.
Ubu.
Is sugar a factor?
Are you trying to have diabetic level piss where it sparkles when you pee?
So like on one hand we have like African children who haven't had water in like years. Their piss is gonna taste horrible. But then we have like super rich. But then on the other hand we have like super rich people who do like super rich white moms that do nothing but yoga that chug like gallons of water a day. Their piss is gonna taste like magic. You know what I mean? It's a spectrum. It's a spectrum.
It's that good shit. It's the fountain of youth shit.
You heard it here first, folks. The piss spectrum.
Rich white mom piss is the fountain of youth.
I can't say I agree, but sure.
Well, if you disagree, then what's your favorite type of piss, ass boy?
What piss do you prefer, one that I ass don't boy? Intake. Not that of a rich white woman? What do you mean?
The piss that's left in the toilet.
That's disgusting.
It's been diluted with the normal water.
Then you're diluted with toilet water. That's gross.
Wait, hold on. What about the person from the episode we recorded 2 weeks ago where they shoved their head into a toilet and flushed it to feel the cold gust of air from the flush?
I can't even lie.
Do you think they have an idea of the piss spectrum of just the water splashing in their
It was Yumi.
I can't even lie. If I got sweaty enough in this concrete room that I'm in, I would absolutely do that. I can't lie to you. But toilet water is cold.
No, we think it's all psychosomatic. The person was talking about going to, like, public fairgrounds to put their head in the toilet and flush.
Oh, no. That's just too far. Wait, imagine. Okay. I did not come here to be personally attacked. Some of us have piss kinks. Some of us don't have a dad, okay? I just happen to have both of those things.
Shit. You killed the ass boy.
Dead silence after I said that. Dead silence. Holy shit.
Broke the ass boy.
Dead silence. Look at him. It's a good thing. Look at ass boy leaned over fucking hysterically laughing. Asper, I have a question.
I'm putting Asper,
I have a question for you. Do you have a biological father?
I have only one, yes.
Must be nice.
It's great.
All right, Kai, throw it to the guests.
You may go.
I'm sorry, I can't stop watching Ass Boy. I made them laugh so hard that they took off their glasses to wipe their eyes.
It was pretty good.
I brought Ass Boy to tears.
Completely blindsided me. Congratulations.
So the first one I would like to read, and by the way, I would like to preface this by saying I'm reading this exactly verbatim the way that it's typed. The name of the post is...
It's the best way to read it.
The name of the post is... Has anyone else had a noise emanate from their urethra? I've Googled this too rapidly. See nothing which scares me. Has anyone heard air released from UP hole? I don't know how air would get trapped in there. I didn't do anything odd. I've never had this before. Not once throughout puberty's entirety. Not in the years since. I know girls can get air trapped in their genitalia, but it doesn't come out of the urethra, right? No way. Is there some kind of rare occurrence for guys that this is the opposite of a queef? I heard it for the second time earlier this evening whilst on the toilet while I was peeing. It made a faint but prominent whistle-type sound. Lasted just over 1 second. The first one I had was high-pitched, but this one was a bit more. I don't want to go to a urologist. Last time I did, I got a cystoscope in my pee-pee hole, and it burned like mace in an eye forced white open. I tried emailing some of those DRs, told them the situation, and am hoping they get back to me, but doubt they will until the next morning, if that. Should I be concerned? If this happened to you, how long did it last, and what did you do about it?
Homeboy has kidney stones and doesn't realize
facts.
It yet.
Like, also, I would like to point out that Homeboy is also illiterate.
Illiterate.
Yeah.
Tech-W.
Oh my god.
So, how about it? Have any of you guys ever had air come out of your urethra?
Well, one time I did, and I made it do the tune of Devil Went Down the Door.
I started just playing it, dude, just ripping
dude,
it out.
Dude, I can't hear, I can't see anything but Guitar Hero when I see Devil Went Down to Georgia, so I just pictured the Guitar Hero devil guy, like, yanking out Devil Went Down to Georgia on his skeleton penis. That's what I just pictured in my brain when you said that. I would like to make you aware of that fact. Anyways, has everybody gone?
Excellent.
Yeah, throw it to anybody.
All right, Lumia, your turn, babe.
Why females tend to be unfunny / not witty. Edit. Before your butt hurt, red face, SJW auto downvote, read the fucking content first. You're not fixing sexism by clicking down the button. This isn't r/too afraid to ask. It's not r, let's just auto downvote fits of remotely controversial. Before we begin, I am female, and I see a huge imbalance between this level of between males and females.
I don't think so, based on this post.
This poster? No, I have no. I do not believe they are.
Oh no, it's not funny. It's already going pretty good.
Damn. Yeah, you're right. I believe them. They aren't funny.
I would just like to make it very clear right now for the Shreddit podcast: there is no such thing as a female who uses Reddit.
I don't think Reddit exists. That's my theory. It's all a gay.
Lumia and I have never touched Reddit in our lives. I don't even know how we ended up here.
Magic. It's just magic.
Maybe you guys should stop feeding us posts and taking advantage of us.
Oh Christ. Lumia.
Adi. This show.
From the number of comedians, the amount of people I personally find funny comments on social media are mostly guys. Plus, I see countless of comments on IG saying, women aren't funny. I know it's a sort of meme at this point, but I agree. When I see a comedic skit done by a girl, 99% of the time, I keep a straight face. Personalities on Instagram or YouTube, I literally cannot name a single woman who genuinely makes me laugh. This may be different to everyone else since we all have different humor. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, 99% of anyone I see ever doing anything, no matter where they are, I'm pretty straight-faced. We're like,
agree.
They're not that funny. They're not funny. Like, most people aren't.
I don't think I've actually laughed at anything anybody's posted online. I've just, like, blown hot air out of my nose.
Yeah, you're just like... You just do a general,
like
internal, like, internally, you're like,
yeah. So I have two things to say to this Redditor. One, if you're a male, go fuck yourself. Don't talk about women like that. If you are a female, pick me!
If you're a girl...
Ooh, no, not a pick.
Oh, no.
This Redditor's a girl.
Oh, no, we're getting flashbacks.
You know, wait, hold on, Vietnam flashbacks!
Oh, no.
Vietnam flashbacks to FDS.
Oh, no.
None of this FDS shit.
Fuck.
Oh, God.
No, but actually, though, like, look, don't get me wrong. I'm somebody that enjoys mainly male creators, right? But you can't, like, generalize all women and be like, women aren't funny.
Some are. Actually,
some women, like, maybe like
weird thought.
1 in 1,000 are funny.
Hashtag not all women are, right?
It's pretty good, actually. It's pretty good odds if like 1 in 1,000 people are funny.
I know, that's good odds. Me and Lumiere are in that 1 in 1,000, by the way.
Yeah,
we're both the ones.
I subscribe to the theory that a third of people have exactly no sense of humor to begin with. Like, they are not even capable to understand it. Like you tell a joke and they don't, it doesn't like nothing, knock who's there, they don't get it, they don't understand.
Kai, that theory is explaining a lot about you.
Wow.
There's four
Damn.
Hosts of Shreddit.
Damn.
One, two. Oh no. God. One of us doesn't get humor.
Yeah, it's Kai. I just said that.
Ugh.
See, normally it's a roast reborn episode, but today it's roast Kai. Fuck you, Rai.
No,
shut the
you
fuck up.
You know what? Just for that, Kai, just for that little tidbit that you gave me about roast reborn, I'm going for you. I'm gunning for your ass for the rest of the episode. You're welcome.
What?
Okay, Bart wins again.
Ugly bastard.
Shut the fuck up.
I forgot about that.
Kai, I would like to ask, do you self-insert into Ugly Bastard Dojins?
It's not that, Kai.
Now, the running joke for the Ugly Bastard Dojins is our friend Reborn over here, because I...
Really? Because looking at both of you on camera right now, I feel like you're the one who reminds me of them the most.
No, hell see, yeah. The obese one's over there.
Yeah, but the dog is right in the middle of my screen.
I'm a cat. See, in the name it says Kai the Kitty.
The Kitty? Oh, that God, sounds like shitty. A cover. Ooh. Kai the Shitty.
Yeah, I'm actually a deep op dog.
So Kai, I have a genuine question for you. Genuine question. How much, based on the plushies that I see in your room right now, how much furry porn have you jacked off to in your life?
Like as a percentage of like furry porn to not furry porn?
Yeah.
What the fuck are we even doing? Probably
like 10% maybe?
10%? I was guessing about 90.
Nah, a lot of furry porn sucks. Like, let's be real.
That's true, actually. I have nothing. Here's the thing. I have nothing.
It looks bad.
No, don't get me wrong. I have nothing. I have nothing against furries, but there is a lot of like very amateur furry art out there.
It looks bad. I have a friend.
All right, come on, guys.
Sorry, we're getting very off track. Sorry.
No need to cut all that. Lumia, go.
No.
Don't cut out any of that. Fuck.
Don't get me wrong. The funniest person I know is my best friend, and she's a female. But the thing is, when she's telling a joke or something, she puts on a persona as a guy, lol. I'm not saying all women are unfunny, but the huge majority of them laugh at the most basic unfunny shit. It takes a long time to get jokes to find edgy too much, and can't even keep a comma going without having me to fake a laugh. It's also known when guys say to me, hey, you're pretty funny for a girl, or you talk pretty filthy for a girl. Which just extends my argument to the majority of girls lack humor. Why is it like this? Is it because of genetics or some other factor?
The running theory is that men aren't allowed to express themselves and also brutally insult each other when around each other growing up and in their adult life, and so just have been conditioned by society to be more funny.
The running theory is that Lumia wrote this post about me because I'm the funny best friend. Thank you.
How did you know I wrote? I went to Reddit and wrote this post.
Lumia broke the woman code, made a Reddit account, and made a post specifically about how unfunny I am.
Lumi pulling the was it Noni that
it was Noni and Marin.
No, so who was the one who like wrote a post bitching about something and then I wrote this post.
It was about ReZero, and it was
Noneed. Yeah, I thought it was Noneed.
Oh, I thought it was
that's legendary.
All right, at the end,
that was pretty good.
I'm gonna read the next one.
Here. What? Hey, I get to choose. Fuck you. Ask.
Wow.
I'm going to ask. Wow. Oh, fuck you, Rain. You can't just take away my job of throwing it to someone.
That's sexism.
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean, does anybody actually enjoy being alive? Does anybody actually enjoy being alive?
No.
For real?
No.
Not sexism,
no.
Just hate
no.
Them.
No. 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 Thank you.
All right.
This sucks, man. That's pretty good.
All right. So the next one I have is called, is it okay to take pictures of my classmates? At school, there are lots of very attractive people, and I'm wondering if it's bad to take pictures of them later sometimes with the intention of masturbating to them.
Face to face.
To be clear, they aren't sexual pictures. Mostly just them stretching or their legs in shorts.
Bruh. Let's not pretend here. Okay.
Bro,
this picture's literally just like me.
No, hold on. It's not sexual. It's not sexual.
Okay, it's
not
sexual. Wait, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
She's a Ben Shapiro for
the
joke.
Ending of this post is the best part. So I try to stay to the rule that I only take a picture of something they seem to be fine with people seeing. I feel bad about this sometimes, and I'm really wondering if this is a bad thing to do. Pause, pause, pause for dramatic effect. Edit. I see now that this is a really horrible thing to do. I feel really bad and definitely will stop. Thank you for your insight, and I'm going to go cry myself to sleep.
I mean, if you're going to jack off to them anyway, it's like, but like, maybe stick with like Facebook pictures or something. Because these, okay, let's be real.
Facebook? Facebook let's be real.
Bitches love Instagram. Instagram's where it's at, and get her Snapchat if you can. But these are the keys. They'll say a lot more things, spread a lot more things when they know that the messages won't be kept. This is real talk.
Okay, so what we know now is that Kai has received a lot of nudes on Snapchat. Moving on.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kai just goes,
I'm 25. What do you think? What do you think? I've been
take
around.
Take a minute. Okay. Rewind to that. Kai just goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ask boy, how many nudes on Snapchat have you received? The answer is zero. Moving on.
Roasted. Damn.
Roasted. Okay, so editor, cut out everything that, cut out everything that Aspoy just said there and only leave in what I said. Thank you.
His name's Noni.
Hey, Noni.
We pay
cut
him.
That
we
out.
Make the orders.
Hey, Noni, I will send you $100 on PayPal if you make Aspoy look pathetic during this.
Bruh.
I already make myself like, pathetic. I don't need
like I'm just helping you.
So, like...
I don't need it.
Oh, my
God. I really don't.
Okay, also, I'm passing this to Pyro.
All right, I got a question. Pyro. I got a question for the lads. I got a question for the Chads. Can you fit an egg in your foreskin? Please, please, somebody help me. Danny DeVito offered DNA.
Okay. Hands on the size.
Yeah, I suppose, like, how wide, how wide are we talking?
Danny DeVito offered me an egg in these trying times, and I just put it in my foreskin for self-keeping, but I wonder if I'm weird.
I actually reacted to this post live on my stream. I would just like to say, as somebody who's Googled egg in foreskin, it is a very real thing. People do this. There's a clip of me reacting live to seeing egg like, in foreskin, and it is horrific.
I love just the tone of, as someone who's Googled egg in foreskin before, I have cursory knowledge on this subject.
I'm an expert on everything.
I seen an egg in a foreskin. I seen
no, it's actually like one of the most horrific things I've ever seen. It hurt me, and I'm a cisgendered woman, and it caused me pain. So I would not recommend looking this up, men.
I will never look it up. However, my friend has a...
I've seen nails through the shaft. I don't think you can bother me with an egg and a foreskin.
Okay. My friend has a fetish for wrapping his monumental foreskin around the largest possible object. I like how this dude just knows his friend has that fetish. Like, he's seen him do it. He's like, dude, you're doing it again. Stop, stop.
Also, he knows that his friend has a monumental foreskin.
Do you think he wears it like
socks? I wonder
if
it hangs like a tube.
He puts it on his head like a hat at night. When he goes to bed, he like curls up into a little ball, wraps his friend's foreskin around his head, and is like, good night.
He recently claimed he could fit a whole egg, chicken, inside shell within his windsock. He then proceeded to do this, but I was unable to verify it as it made me feel sick. Just wanted to check if anyone else has done this so I could tell if he's telling the truth or not. No
I mean,
one would
how
lie
much,
about
how
doing
stretchy
that.
How stretchy is your skin?
Well, see...
838 comments.
See, here's the thing. No one would lie about this. You do not just go up to someone random and say, hey, I shove eggs in my foreskin. That's just
like, that's a lot
something.
Of information all at once. Like, there's a lot to unpack in that one sentence, yeah.
His friend is just like Luffy from One Piece.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
his
my
friend,
goodness.
His
Christ.
Friend is literally just like Luffy from One Piece. Rubber.
See,
elastic.
Yumi. That is based take. We are infamous One Piece.
Wait,
we
for real?
One Piece
wait. Hang on, for real?
Assboy's face.
Everyone except Assboy. Assboy hates the fact that we constantly reference it.
I don't know if... Lumia, are you caught up? Everyone else is
caught up. I'm not caught up.
Okay. I'm not. I would like to say, first and foremost, I'm not caught up on One Piece. I just finished Enies Lobby arc. I'm reading the manga. No. So I just started watching it like literally a few weeks ago, right? But I'm already there. I'm obsessed with One Piece. It's disgusting. I'm reading the manga at the same time. My boyfriend in the background can vouch. All I think about is One Piece. All I play in the car now is One Piece openings. It's like gross. I have a million Chopper figurines and Chopper plushies. It's disgusting.
The sixth opening is the most based. Yes.
No. Okay. Unpopular opinion. And I only know this is unpopular from Reddit, ironically enough. The best opening in the One Piece series is opening 2, Wonderland. It's the Eurobeat one.
That is factually incorrect.
No! No, it's so good! It's so good. If you don't like Eurobeat, you won't like it, but it's very good.
Listen. You'll change your mind.
I will not change my mind! I've already listened to all of the openings. Opening 2 is the best. Period. End of.
Except for opening 11, but, you know.
You're a fucking liar, I'm leaving the voice call now. Bye-bye.
I'm a 6 stan. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Just kidding, I'm back.
I haven't heard all the openings.
All right, no need. Cut all the One Piece talk. Let's get back to the episode.
Please don't cut the One Piece talk, otherwise I'll cut me.
Wow. Wow, my. All
right.
I love being sake.
Their second post.
I love being drunk. I love being drunk as fuck, completely derailing your podcast right now.
Oh, you're good. This is why we pay an editor.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. And why we have structure.
Noni, this is a message to you directly. Noni, I will pay you more to leave my commentary in. Thank you.
Ah, yes, capitalism.
Right, I approve. Right, who has a post? Lumias, you read your 2. Everyone's read 2. All right, let's get into our third one. Kai, go.
How do people with 3-inch or longer nails wipe? Serious. Culture and society. I can't figure it out. I can't understand how it's hygienic. Well, you see, this is why you see, I don't know if you've ever seen people with hooks behind their right next to the toilet paper. These are for their old oven mitts, right? Here's what you do. When you have like several inch long nails, you put your hand into the oven.
Shut the fuck up.
And then you take it's for winding the toilet paper so that you really modern problems, modern solutions, all that.
The fuck are you talking
about?
Jesse, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm out here changing lives. I don't know. What are you doing?
Being really fucking confused.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem. Maybe go out to some of them funkier sounding bars and, you know, explore yourself a little.
And wipe my ass with 4-inch nails.
Yeah. Just use protection.
Hey, like an old nails, oven. That's my favorite edgy metal band.
Speaking of edgy metal bands, do you guys like tea?
do you guys like anime tea? Check out our sponsor, thedragonstreasure.com, and use code Shreddit for 10% off.
Wow, seamless. Seamless transition to an end.
Wait, do you guys actually have a code? 10.
Yeah.
Very nice.
All right. Kai, throw it to somebody.
All right. S boy, you boy of S, you seem to have many posts, so do a thing.
How are 9/11 jokes rude and disrespectful when never nuke a country twice and even Hitler are literally being memed?
I agree. This is based in Red Pilled.
On which part?
how we should be telling more 9/11 jokes because nuking jokes.
Oh, come on, bro. That's just plain wrong.
We should be telling more jokes of everything all the time.
I'm sorry. It was too
plain. Never forgetty. 9/11 in my spaghetti. My friends have an American friend who says a shit ton of dark jokes and wouldn't shut up saying never nuke a country twice and how did Hitler fit 10,000 Jews in a car in the ashtray?
First said he pulled all these jokes off of Google like a nerd.
Yeah, pretty much. These are some entry-level dark jokes.
They're still good, though.
Those are weak. He would often tease me and say, go back to the rice field, Chin-chan. I'm Asian. Yesterday, I jokingly told him, happy 9/11. I thought that he would laugh and go with a joke. Instead, he was fuming and told me how I disrespected an entire country and that a ton of innocent people died that day. They should have done front flips off the higher floors to make sure they hit the ground better. No? Okay. Cool. Didn't innocent Jews die too? Didn't innocent Japanese people die too? And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend an entire country. Edit. Oh shit, this post got a lot of attention. For starters, I only mentioned his nationality because why else would I joke about 9/11 if he wasn't American? The dude honestly has been on my nerves since day one, consistently mocking how I look, regularly asked me how the rice fields are doing, and I just wanted to give him a taste of his own medicine. His reaction made me question whether I went too far, so I wondered why simply joking about 9/11 is more taboo than joking about Japan literally getting nuked, which is why I posted it and too afraid to ask. Clarification, how are you still friends with this guy? I fucking forgot to put the end part.
Cringe.
Which basically says
cringe.
He's not. Shut up.
Cringe.
He's not actually friends with the guy. That's an important deed.
You have cringed.
Who cares? If this guy gets upset over a 9/11 joke, he's too soft and he's not American. He needs to get the fuck out. That is my two piece. That's my two cents. Because
you're
don't
getting on a
care.
Little high rise there, a little high horse.
I say if 500,000 people didn't die, it's probably not even worth joking about. Because literally, who cares?
It was all an inside job. So I
mean. Small time.
All right, ask boy, throw it to somebody.
Go Reborn.
Oh, shit. Why don't engines that spin generate power? So if
you
wind
took
turbine,
that one for oh, that's a good one.
So if wind turbines generate power by spinning their blade, why don't turbine engines on planes do the same as well?
Bruh,
why don't the zoom zoom on turbines do the zoom zoom on planes? I don't understand.
Why don't they just run on the power of the spinning?
Lumi, you're into alchemy. Is this an alchemy thing? Is this why turbine engines don't generate power?
Or is this a magical
when you so thoroughly don't understand what's happening?
I can explain this really easily. This is magic bullshit as usual. Anything that doesn't make any sense, it's always magic bullshit. If it's explainable, it's alchemy every time, which is why alchemy is based Android.
He's figured it out
in
free
fiction.
Airplanes. We don't need to be powering our planes. We could just be using the power that it's generating from spinning. Holy shit.
How dense can a motherfucker be?
This is so... It's like, where to start? Where to start?
Well, I mean, it'd be really hard to get through his tungsten-ass skull. So,
it's
I mean...
like the... It's like the old-style meme of, like, you put... of, like, a plug... Plug power outlet thing into itself, infinite power. We did it.
pour oil
this
on
is like some
water. Water and oil do not mix. So just pour oil on yourself and step out into the rain, and you'll just slowly glide up into the sky.
Pop, yeah, then pop, you can start no clipping. Yeah.
All right, Kai, read your final post.
Oh sure.
Is it offensive to say that's so gay? Sexuality, yes. And gender. My friends, one of which is gay, of course. One of my best friends is black. It's okay. It's okay, guys.
I was about to say that. You
all
sick
I say,
shit.
And I say it all the time to each other. And it was never meant to or ever did make anyone offended. Today, I just it to my elder sister. Okay. When she showed me a younger picture of myself, she started lecturing on how it's offensive to gay people. Is it actually offensive or not? Depends on the thickness of people's skin.
God, the post is gay, dude.
I personally often find that in the realm of being offensive in any category, it's usually people unrelated that are offended more than anyone else. But that is simply me as an aficionado of offending people.
That's usually what happens.
That being said, gay.
Does anyone else have a post? Are we?
Wait, I actually do have one that I would really like you guys to hear.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so you have to plead guilty to one and only one, but you're innocent of both. This is a real question that I will have to answer to in the near future. If I fight the system, I might win, as I'm sure I can prove the facts. But I might lose and go to jail for a long time due to how prosecutors stack charges against you. The question of whether to fight or plead guilty isn't the subject here, and I haven't decided what route to take in that regard. The question to you is this. The deal offered to me is that I can plead guilty to a sexual offense against a minor, or I can plead guilty to a bestiality charge.
Hold on.
Whoa, back to fun, blows the fuck up. So what in the fuck is this?
I'm assuming they had a situation where they could get... they had a situation where they could be charged with both, and the prosecutors are like, you could just plead guilty to one, and that's your
plea. Yep, that's exactly what's happening. Listen. Either case carries the same exact consequences legally. No jail, no fine, 1 year probation. This is because their case is weak as hell, and they know that. What would you choose? Being known as a child predator or being known as a sicko? I just want to get on with life, but I don't know which one is the better option.
The best option is a noose.
So true.
But like low-key, unironically, bestiality, obviously, over my... Yeah.
I just want to know what the situation is.
You pissed off a prosecutor. You pissed off a cop is what happened. Like, you really pissed off.
Imagine being at the point in your life where you're either charged with child molestation or bestiality.
You need to rethink a lot of
this motherfucker is a hentai protagonist.
Or antagonist. I don't know which one you want to go with that.
There comes a time during every Shred recording where I just stare out the window wondering why.
The window. <We're,
laughs> We got here really early tonight, not gonna lie.
I stare out the window.
Alright.
I come home, I stare out the window.
Alright, that's gonna be all we have for this subreddit. Check out Etchy Etchy Literature Club and follow Yumi on Twitch. Links in the description. Now, before we go, we have the ABDL post of the week. Yumi, are you ready? Are you prepared?
Is it the last one that you sent?
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay.
Go.
Yumi, I wish you the best.
Here we go.
If you end up hurting anyone, make sure it's Rain.
Okay, so wait, I'm gonna, so I do also run an ASMR channel, right, where I read, it's called Blackpilled ASMR. So I'm gonna go ahead and put myself in my ASMR settings. So enjoy this post in full binaural audio. So I post occasionally on here, and I know that for a lot of people, the idea of being able to wet/mess without thinking about it is really appealing. But the implications of needing diapers 24/7 is not. I'm a psych major, and I've always thought it possible to train the association between wearing a diaper and having this effect. I've been working on it for years at this point, but I'm getting pretty close to the desired effect. Without a diaper, I can hold it in for a very long time, but with one, I pretty much pee when I need without a second thought. I've never really seen people talk about achieving this sort of balance because it tends to be very all or nothing. I've put some key points for what I do below if anyone else wants to give it a shot. The most I got consecutive days with diapers tends to be about 3 to 4, and then I try to follow that with 3 to 4 days without. Whenever I'm diapered, I do my best to constantly remind myself to leave my bladder in a relaxed position, like I'm trying to pee when I don't have to go.
over time, I've gotten to the point where I don't even have to think about doing this. It's just the natural state that my body goes into when wearing a diaper. I'm still working towards the messing part, but until I'm living on my own, I probably won't get very far with that, since my opportunities to mess are very few and far between.
Okay, hold on. Yumi, do you know what mess means?
Yes. Shit. The answer is shit.
Yes, shit yourself and then sit in it.
Before bed, I've been using a mix of 1 to 2 shots of vodka. Or your booze of choice. Mixed with a tall glass of cranberry juice.
Wow.
mixed with a tall glass of cranberry juice. If you really want to make sure that you can't hold it very long, also have a coffee/espresso at around 5 p.m. Once you finish the booze, just keep drinking water/cranberry juice until bedtime. This almost always causes me to wet while I sleep, and I only do this ritual when wearing diapers to further associate the two. I've had no bedwetting incidents without diapers while I wet nightly with them. Over time, I've needed the additional caffeine/cranberry juice/vodka, lest to still fulfill myself while waking up wet. To me, this is the ultimate place to reach, where I know I can feel little and not in control when I want to, but also retain my big functioning otherwise. I know for some people the humiliation aspect of potentially wetting yourself while not diapered is appealing as well. And this definitely won't help you with that, but if you like to keep your two lives separate, this may be a good option. Oh, one other thing. I don't usually find hypnosis to be terribly effective on me, but when diapered at night, I usually go to sleep with WMM's...
Hold on. Hypnosis isn't effective on me, except when I wear a diaper. Damn, guess what?
I don't usually find hypnosis to be terribly effective on me, but when diapered at night, I usually go to sleep with WMM's The Treatment, or Part 2, with If Nothing Makes Me Feel a Little Extra Little Before I Go to Bed. I'm interested if anyone else has thought of / tried something similar, and what your experiences were. Or just general thoughts. Smiley face.
I like how they kept the smiley face within the...
Yeah, within the brackets. Side.
Yeah.
By the way, for anybody that has headphones that support binaural audio, that will be fully binaural, and I'm so sorry for you.
The only thing I have to say about this post is click clack goes the 45.
I feel like maybe it, diaper fetishes
maybe it will
just
be,
make
maybe
me,
it won't.
Diaper fetishes just make me like very uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah, how do you think it was How do you think it was for us listening to that ASMR? This is going to kill half our audience.
Did you guys enjoy my ASMR?
No, it's diaper shit. Are you fucking
You should listen to my Blackpilled ASMR channel, absolutely. The first video was telling you why you should kill yourself. The second video was leaving you because you play too many video games. And then the third video...
Oh my god, yeah, you linked that before. That shit was funny.
The third video was telling you that you're fat and I'm leaving you because you're not going on a diet.
Cool.
It's literally just ASMR for people who want to die.
Yeah, so if you guys enjoyed the ASMR reading, we will also link Yumi's Blackpill channel. Be sure to check it out. That's gonna be all we have for today. We will see you next week. Wait, hold on. I actually have the outro. No need. Cut that. I have an actual outro.
Cut it.
Second time.
Let's count down again. 3, 2, 1. Sync. Cut the whole thing. 3, 2, 1. Sync. 3, 2, 1. Sync.
Alright guys, that's all we have for this Alright guys, that's all we have for this week. Thanks so much, Yumi. Check out their stuff, their Black Pill channel, their streams, and their Etchy Literature Club. Remember to subscribe, like, call us retarded in the comments below, check out Lumia's stream on Twitch, and the Shredded official stream channel. See you next week with r/